Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, my featured guest is going to be Tasha Taylor, the legend Johnny Taylor's baby girl. And you just heard Making Love. Now, I know you know that song. I know. And of course, you know, Johnny Taylor's baby girl had to do a remake of that. You really need to go check out that video. I've got it on Facebook. I've got it on the invite for the show tonight. Go check it out because it's kind of, you know, special. And I would imagine that Tasha would have a story around that. So let me bring in my special guest tonight. Let me click on her line. All right. Welcome to the Leopard Carpet, Ms. Tasha Taylor.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I am so excited about having you. Just reading over your bio, I mean, you've got so much going on in your world, and I was so looking forward to just, you know, hearing your story about, you know, becoming a singer and, you know, songwriter, musician, performing in, you know, television and indie movies and, you know, on stage, along with the fact that, of course, you know, you're Johnny Taylor's baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
So welcome to the Leopard Carpet.
Thank you.
You know, I was sitting here like, okay, where do I even start with this? You know, it's like, do I start with you talking about, your daddy, or do I go into, you know, what it is that, you know, you have accomplished as Tasha Taylor? So you know what? Why don't I start there, Tasha, if you don't mind. You definitely were highly influenced, obviously, by your daddy, you know,
yes,
in getting into this industry and traveling around for him. But when did it really just, like, hit you as a young person that you wanted to be an entertainer?
You know, I think it's one of those things that goes back to the side of the stage and just being a student of my father's and going to work with him every day or every night. You know, I just, you know, it was just so interesting to me what he did, and I learned so much, and it was just always never-endingly intriguing to me to sort of watch. And, you know, now it's hard for me to go to a show without participating and being a part of the presentation or the production of a show. So I think, you know, it's sort of in my blood. It's one of those things that you just, you feel, it feels more like I've reconnected to something rather than discovered something. It's like it was there all the time, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at what age did you, like, start traveling with your dad, and at what age were you aware of the greatness that he presented to the world?
Yeah, I mean, my mom went on tour with my dad before they had kids, so I have since the womb. I mean, that's just, they were together, they were a team, and if there were kids coming, then the kids were coming too. So I think my very formidable years, I mean, my entire childhood, my first memories are backstage, you know, kind of touring with the Jackson 5 and Natalie Cole and Sister Sledge and those sort of memories. But I think I started really writing and putting pen to paper and really discovering who my father was around, like, 11. And, you know, stopped and kind of said, okay, I know this is Dad's job, but what's the big deal here? Like, what is this music? And sort of got into his older stuff, the blues stuff that I hadn't really, that I'd heard live, but I hadn't really, you know, at that time become a student. And when I got into the recordings and got into the blues stuff, I really became a student and really had favorites of my own and became a fan. And at that time, I think around that time, I, you know, started turning poetry into songs as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, style-wise, that his influence was right there, right around the time when I was finding my character. And he would always say, just turn on the tape recorder and sing into it. And whatever you don't like, whatever sounds weird to you, whatever you want to change, that's your character. Develop that, you know.
And
so that's what I did, yeah.
So clearly I would say, you would say, that it was a blessing to come up under the tutelage of Johnny Taylor and just having that influence where other indie artists, you know, aren't don't have that fortune to, you know, have a mentor, you know, who's been in the industry. And I'm sure that you've witnessed, you know, definitely the ups and downs of what it takes, you know, to be an artist, you know, out there. But, you know, even with that that type of influence, Tasha, you know, what has it been like for you, you know, to come out on your own and be an artist and to be recognized for Tasha Taylor versus Johnny Taylor's baby girl?
You know, I really... I think for me, because I liked so many different kinds of music growing up, I liked everything from, you know, Donna Summer and Michael Jackson and Prince to, like, the Smiths and R.E.M. My brother was really into, like, The Cure and, you know, the Violent Femmes and Sid and Nancy. And, you know, so there was this array of music that, you know, especially growing up in the South, I mean, my friends listened to Garth Brooks and, you know, country western music and, you know, Ray Charles. And, you know, I mean, I think as finding my own style, it was sort of in the beginning difficult for me because I wanted to bring all of that diversity to my music. And it was hard for people to sort of put me in a box, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think now I sort of embrace that diversification. And I sort of, you know, set out to make a record rather than just singles, you know, to capture sort of a picture or a piece of my life so that I'm allowed to have diversification. I mean, our lives are very dynamic and diverse. And so I think when I approach a group of songs or a record, it gives me the freedom that I need to kind of pull in the influences that I more embrace now. Whereas I think in the beginning of my career, when I first started recording, I thought, you know, it seemed like a problem. It was always like, how do we market her? You know, she's so different.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
When artists like Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and, you know, Lauryn Hill started coming out, that really, and, you know, D'Angelo and Andre 3000, there was just more of sort of that neo-soul movement that created and allowed more diversity in black music, sort of allowed us to use, you know, the influences of R&B when it was R&B, when it was rhythm and blues, back in my dad's day. Now is R&B, which is a whole different modern sound.
Sure.
You know, which we found this year at the Grammys with all of the different category reductions. There is no urban alternative anymore. You're either traditional R&B or you're modern R&B. And if not,
right,
thrown into like the pop category to compete with the Lady Gagas and the Katy Perrys of the world, which is really, really competitive. So it's just interesting, the boxes and the names of, you know, the labels that change. And for me, in the beginning of my career, that was something that I really struggled with and have now really learned to embrace. And, I highly recommend that for anybody who isn't this enough or isn't that enough, that you must follow your intuition and follow your heart.
Well, I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, I love diversity, and I think that sometimes I would imagine it's got to be difficult when the media and all out there would try to pigeonhole you into a certain type of sound or a certain type of look. And I you know, I like the fact that you know, you're just going forward and just doing you and allowing what you have embraced in your life and your history of being in this industry and around this industry. So I'm just thrilled. You know, I was listening to Taylor Made. I love the name of that album.
Thank you.
You know, and it, you know, just kind of the different stories that you went through in the different tracks on this album. So your thought process when you create music, I'm imagining that it's coming from you, from your life experiences.
Absolutely. I call it journal style writing, I guess. It's, you know, just writing from my life, things that I see, things that I, you know, imagine, explore, you know, things that I wonder about, things that I'm searching for, all that stuff, things that you come through. And hopefully, I think if I had to find like a through line of what makes it soul, is that I try in my life to find the lesson and to get back to the light, you know, go through the darkness. But it's a catharsis, right? We must come through it and be, you know, reborn with something more than what we left with, you know, hopefully something a little bit redeeming. And I think that could be tricky, too, when you're trying to keep it on the positive, you know, without, and also keeping it sexy, I guess. Soul music has that uplifting quality, and for me, it's about telling your story and being a witness, but also, you know, being grateful for the now and bringing it back to that and inspiring people. Okay. You know,
one of the things that, you know, I talk a lot about on my shows, Tasha, is the fact that, you know, art is really, really powerful, and I think when you can create art that allows us to feel, that's even better. You know, and I think that in listening to Taylor Made, you know, you do that throughout the whole song. I'm a daddy's girl, you know, I am.
Yeah.
I'm 51 years old, you know, and my daddy's now 89 years old, and I'm a daddy's girl, you know. So when I just saw the title of that track, right, I'm like, but even just going through the list of the titles of your track, it's like, you know, who couldn't relate? You know, who could not relate and own this in a sense as their own story? And so I think I love that, you know, about my experiencing you, because it grabbed the emotions. It was like, yes, you know, on top of that fact, you know, it's got a nice groove to it, you know, so it get a girl moving and everything,
right.
But, you know, but just to allow me to feel, you know,
sure.
And you know what, why don't I jump into another track of yours? Of course I had to open up, you know, with Who's Making Love. You know, it's like,
yes,
everybody knows that. I was a teenager, and I was like, you know, I'd be at my godmom's house, you know, and that's when we weren't allowed to be, like, in the same room with adults.
Right.
You know, and we're like, got the door cracked, like listening to that, like, you know, Donna, what's mommy listening to? You know? It's like, go shut that door, you know?
Right.
Roller coaster business, right? Nowadays, you know, there isn't like that censorship and things are a little bit, you know, more explicit now. But I definitely had to start out the show with that track. But you know what? I'm going to go into Sexy Lady.
Go for it.
All right, so this is Sexy Lady by Tasha Taylor.
What you want about him, baby? But I lied.
All right, that was Sexy Lady by my featured guest tonight, Miss Tasha Taylor. Tasha, when I heard this song, I was like, you know what, I think this might just turn into my theme song when I turn 52 and put on some leopard heels. If you can't tell, I love leopard. That's why you're on the leopard carpet tonight.
Yes, but, yes.
Make you want to just put on some, you know, leopard heels and just start batting my eyes.
Okay. Do what you got to do. That's the songs of the ladies.
That's right. And it's a beautiful thing because it allows us as women to just own that. You know, yes,
absolutely,
we're sexy. You know,
absolutely,
yes, we're powerful and all of that, you know, but we're still sexy. We're still feminine.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm, you know, Wonder Woman too. You know, they're about, you know, not waiting to hear what you or waiting to get what you need, but sort of finding what you need, you know,
right,
and taking what you need and asking for what you need and all those good things. Good communication never hurt anybody. It doesn't matter who initiates it.
Exactly. You know, but again, it goes back to, you know, your music allows us to feel, you know, and hear a message that we need to hear, not only just for women, you know, but for men too, you know. And so, you know, I'm so very excited to now, you know, become acquainted from your sound and your story. You've got
a fan
in the chat room.
All right.
Michelle Green, she is just like all over it. She was all over it on Facebook, you know, about you being on the show. And so she's like putting up a bunch of things in the chat room. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to kind of read off some of her questions. Her first question was, what's your favorite memory of your dad?
Favorite memory with dad, I think, is going in the studio and recording Ain't That Lovin' You. For his record, Good Love. That was a very cool experience. Just standing next to the microphone was pretty humbling, let me tell you. He was, I mean, his voice was just a masterpiece. So I think professionally that would be, you know, but I think personally there's so many just father-daughter moments, whether they be just, you know, coming home and with a new song and asking him to take a listen and sitting down at the piano and playing a song for him and then chatting about, you know, his journey to what he, you know, got and where he came from. And, which we did a lot.
So you just had those moments with Daddy where you just had, like, father-daughter type conversations about life and boys and all that type of stuff?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I was very much like him. He would call me Johnny Taylor with a wig on. And, you know, my meaning that we were, you know, I'm just like him, but a girl. And when it came to sort of social politics in my house, it was just, I was the baby. So everything was just a hard no, you know. And I remember my sophomore year, I was asked to the prom by a senior. I was actually a freshman. And I went to a small private school in Dallas, and we went there from, you know, like second grade until I graduated. So it was more common that the older and younger kids kind of all commingled. But my father didn't quite understand that. And I remember coming home and asking if I could go to the prom with a senior. and he thought I was crazy. I mean, he thought I was just, are you out of your mind? Like, no. And because I said so. And that's probably the first time that I challenged it because I said so. And I never stopped challenging it because I said so. It drove him crazy. But we had such a better understanding of each other. And I went to that prom, by the way, freshman year with that senior. So the key word was mama.
With his permission?
With his permission, yeah. It always had to be. Always had to be with his permission, yeah. And just in good conscience, yeah.
So was he funny about, like, what you wore and stuff like that? Did you just, like, have to cover all your skin and stuff?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Because the ladies in my family were all legs. So, and being from the South and Dallas and those hot, those Daisy Dukes came out. I was in those Daisy Dukes. When the Daisy Dukes came out in the South, I was in big trouble. I was having to go and put real clothes on a lot.
Right. Oh, that's
all real clothes. No, they're not. Yeah, he's old school.
Yeah. people.
Well, you know, I appreciate that now. I mean, hey, looking back, I thought he was the meanest guy in the world, right? But
really?
Now I'm glad,
yeah.
I had somebody who cared enough to say, hey,
sure.
Don't go on.
Sure. No, exactly. I feel you on that. You know, I had the same feeling about my parents, you know, when I was coming up, like, really? And then now
yeah.
I'm a parent, you know. And I'm like,
right.
Okay, you know, those things that I thought I would never do as a parent, you know, I'm doing. And, you know,
right.
I had to go back to my daddy and my mama had passed, but, you know, I had to go back to daddy and said, you know what, I really, really appreciate the fact, you know, you did what you did when
yeah.
I was coming
yeah.
up.
Yep.
You know,
I
pushed the button myself a little bit, you know. but, you know, I think with the rearing that I was brought up with, it made me, you know, turn me into a good, good person. So
exactly.
So I totally get that, you know.
Yeah.
So I think you had the best of both worlds in being Johnny Taylor's daughter, to experience being on the road and watching your father do what you do, but also having that special daddy time with him.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, family, definitely, and God and family, very strong values in my family, and you know, it's hard to mess up too crazy when your parents were kind of raised in the church and raised you know, Southern Baptist, and even though they were very, both of them progressive, forward thinking entrepreneurs. I mean, both left home at 14 because neither one of them wanted to pick cotton after school, you know, every day anymore. I thought that was kind of interesting. They met on the West Coast in California. My mom owning a record store and my father being a singer, you know, aspiring at the time.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, they'd be like, I'm going to marry you one day. And she said, no, you're not. Too short.
Oh, funny.
Sure enough, you know.
Obviously, he persevered, huh?
Yeah, here we are, so.
Right. So another statement Michelle put in the chat room is, she said she saw your brother in Savannah, Georgia perform back in 2009, and she says he looks and sounds just like your daddy.
Ooh, that's a tough one, because I have a lot of half-siblings, so
okay.
I'm assuming, I'm going to take a stab here. My brother, John, who's my who's in my band, John Harrison Taylor, who's a fantastic
okay.
singer-songwriter. If you like Jimi Hendrix, you'll love John Harrison Taylor. Google him.
Okay.
But I'm thinking that we're talking about Floyd, who took over my father's record deal when he passed away and kind of finished the record and sounds a lot like him. And I think he's been touring and maybe he's signed with a different label now and
okay.
he's doing quite well. So good for him. That's good.
Okay. So do you have, like, other siblings then out there that are also in the entertainment business besides this, the two brothers you were speaking of?
Not that I know of.
No? Okay.
I mean,
okay.
not that I know of. I mean, it's a complicated story, and I haven't, I'm not as close with my half-siblings as I am with my brother John,
okay.
Who we live in Los Angeles together. Like I said, he's in my band, so we grew up together in the same household, so our relationship is a lot more primary. And my other siblings are a lot older than me, and they live all over the country, and I don't see them as often. So I'm not sure what they're up to, but
no,
I wish them the best. Yeah.
Right, definitely.
Yeah.
She's also asking, where can your music be purchased?
Ah, that I know. iTunes and Amazon. You can go to Amazon MP3 or just Amazon, and then iTunes for sure. And you can
okay.
go to TashaTaylor.com, and it's all linked up and connected there.
Yeah, Michelle, go over to TashaTaylor.com. It's really, really a great site.
You
can learn so much information and get a taste of, you know, just who she is just off of the website. And go check out her video called Queen. Very, very endearing. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So now, besides the music, you are an actress, you are a stage performer, and all of that. So how did that part of it come into play for you?
You know, as kids, my mom always had us in classes of some sort. We were always doing like acting workshops on the weekends, and I studied, you know, both my brother and I choir, and, you know, I played the violin, I played the clarinet, I did musical theater in school. So the extracurricular was a huge part of our education and a huge part of just, I think my mom coming from, she was started in modeling and print work, and that sort of moved out to L.A., aspiring to be an actress and a singer as well. So she had us, you know, doing little commercials and stuff when we were kids, and we loved it. We were both very big hams and loved the camera. So that was sort of our playtime, and that sort of, you know, stuck for both of us. And, you know, doing musical theater in school, we had a very good musical theater department at Greenhill in Dallas, and we both participated. It was like you did sports, and then you did the musical after school, and then you came back and you did school all day, and then you would do away games, and you, you know, do rehearsal at the theater. It was just a big component to our education. So I think for me, and with my dad too, being an old school entertainer, he always referred to himself as an entertainer. It's like you had to be a triple threat. You know, you sang, you danced, you acted. And if you guys never saw Disco 9000, the movie, you should definitely check that out. That's a movie that my father was one of the dons in. He was at his acting debut. Now, so a lot of people don't know that, but yeah. So they kind of, performing is performing. I love the stage. And people ask me a lot, if you had to choose, which one would you choose? And music is definitely my passion, I always say, but when I'm on stage and I'm performing the song, you are acting, you know, you're telling a story.
Well, I would imagine, you know, just even the short time that we've been speaking, that you're one of those people that kind of really works the stage and can draw the audience in, you know, so in that it's just, you know, that's a form of acting and stuff like that, you know, when you engage the audience and bring it.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tasha, you know there are people out there that don't do that, you know? They could be great singers.
Potato, right? There are a lot of people who I watch and I'm like, wow, she's just sitting there and singing. What am I working so hard for? But you know what? Everybody's different. I mean, I really cannot help the way that my body reacts when I'm emoting. You know what I mean? Sometimes it takes, you know, digging down deep to the bottom of your toes just to get that note out. And, you know, depending on if you're in a part of the song that you're kind of freestyling or something that's arranged, you know, you might not know where you are reaching for. It's just an emotion that you, you know, you're going for, and you trust that your instrument will be there for you when you reach for it, you know. So who knows? It's half magical, you know. It's happening through me. Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, maybe one day you'll get to Seattle, Washington, and I can see you perform on stage. Or better yet, you know what, maybe I will get the means together to bring Tasha Taylor to Seattle, Washington, because I'm definitely working on that. Because I think it would just be amazing, you know, just to see you perform. I mean, I love the pictures, like you holding the guitar and, you know, things like that, that I would just love to see that and experience it. Because, you know, I'm loving, you know, again, getting familiar with your sound and all of that, you know, besides the fact of, you know, being Johnny Taylor's daughter, you know, I think that you definitely, you know, put yourself out there and put your big toe into everything that you're doing. And it's just, you know, must feel like, at least, okay, for me on the outside, I'm saying, oh, my goodness, it's just, she's just amazing all the way around. So I was going to say, you know, it must be coming up, you know, smelling like roses in many, many ways for you, which I'm sure you're going to say, Flava, no. No, you girl, you just don't know.
If we had more time, right? You know, I mean, hey, my father always said it's called show business for a reason. You know, it's 90% business and 10% show. And if you don't know your business, you're screwed. So, I mean, I think if I had to say the one thing that resonated the most that I remember probably every single day, that I'm, you know, taking this journey and walking this path is that it's a balance. Everything in life is a balance, you know. It's too much ambition isn't good, and then too much, you know, sitting around waiting for things to come to you isn't good. And whatever that balance is that you're comfortable with is completely personal. But I just keep searching for mine, you know.
Sure, sure, definitely understood. So I want to play Queen next. But why don't you tell us about this particular song and the video that you created for it?
Well, this song was birthed out of a relationship, clearly, of true love for me, and you know, a moment where I realized that I wanted to dedicate my heart to this one particular person, and wanted to sort of, you know, start putting him in my mind as my life partner, and I wanted to put it in a song, and I wrote the song and recorded the song, and later met Stuart Benjamin, who actually produced the movie Ray, and is taking that movie to Broadway. We can talk about later. But and you know, these were some really wonderfully talented people. Robert E. Ball was the cinematographer on it and the director, and we just did a really nice, simple video about a woman and a man who meet spontaneously and discover these feelings, and you know, unbeknown to her, he's actually in the service and has to leave to go to war, and they're connected through love letters and wonderful memories and great moments, and you know, you'll have to watch the video to see what happens, but it's definitely a love story. So
it is. Yeah. I love it how you start out the video, like the phone ringing. It's like,
yes,
you know, I gotta go, you know.
Right. That's so real, by the way. I talk to my mom like 3 times a day, so I'm just like, yes, I'm home. Yes, I'm working.
Yeah.
You know, so help me. What do I have grandkids?
Go over to TashaTaylor.com and check out. It's right there. You can't miss the video. It's right there on the front page. So go check that out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm going to play Queen by Tasha Taylor.
Okay.
You make me feel.
We were listening to Queen by my special guest on the Leopard Carpet tonight, Tasha Taylor. Tasha, that song for me was so very, very powerful. Your voice is so strong, and it feels to me, you know, if you don't know a story behind it, I embrace this as such an empowering song, you know, just owning, you know, that, you know, I'm a queen, you know, and
yeah.
I know what I need to do to please you as my king, you know what I mean? And
yeah, I
love that. I love that because then it's really talking about that commitment to relationship and commitment
yeah.
to each other, you know?
That's,
and so
yeah.
It's funny to me because I always think, you know, when we experience somebody's art as a fan, you know, it takes on our story, like how, where we are right now in our life when we hear it, when we experience it, and it takes on our story. But then it's interesting
mm-hmm.
to hear the actual artist's story behind the words, you know?
Right, absolutely. And both are valid. I mean, that's what art is about, right? It's like put something out there and it's there to be interpreted for whatever, wherever the connection is, you know, and as long as there's a connection, that's all I care about.
Definitely.
So thank you.
So now, gosh, this time is going to go by so very quickly.
Yes,
but, I know. So when it comes to the acting part, you know, it being on television, and being on stage, you know, what, if you could tell the listeners, you know, where you have been seen, you know, as far as acting on stage and television, and if you've got something coming up in the near future when it comes to the acting side of Tasha Taylor.
Oh, yes, I'm preparing now to play a role on Broadway in the Ray Charles musical. The musical is called Unchain My Heart. And I will be playing one of the Raylettes by the name of Margie Hendricks, who was played by Regina King in the movie Ray. And this is being produced by Stuart Benjamin. He produced the movie Ray and is now taking it to Broadway and has cast me as Margie. And so right now I'm studying, I'm back in classes, I'm studying with Aaron Spizer out here. On the West Coast, he's really famous for working with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett and Paula Patton and many, many artists, J-Lo. So I'm just, you know, I'm just putting my head down, my nose down to the grindstone and really working in acting class and just performing a lot live. I'll be at Harvell's actually with my band this Friday, the 27th in Santa Monica. And Harvell's is a great spot. We've been there for about 6 months now. I dare to say it's my residency. We'll also be there on February 24th as well, a Friday. And that's right in Santa Monica. It's all on the website. If you go to TashaTaylor.com, the address for Harvell's is there, or go to Harvell's.com and find out more information. But we'll be there this Friday. And yeah, that's really the primary things on my plate these days.
So when does the play come out?
We are opening in the fall of 2012, so it's coming up pretty soon here, October, November. And I'm really, really excited about it. We should be starting rehearsals in probably July, August. So, yeah, it should be very exciting stuff. I'll keep you posted.
Definitely, so that I can help you push it out and let people know. I've got, you know, people all over the United States following Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. So definitely,
fantastic.
If you were in California, you know, you need
yes.
to really get out there. For me, you know, just say, hey, I'm here for Lady Flava.
That's
you know,
right.
And I got my cell phone. And I'm going to video record you for Lady Flava, you know.
That's cool. Send down a representative.
That's right. Everybody in
That's
California,
right.
You get there. Get there to see Tasha Taylor perform live in Santa Monica.
Yes.
But
yes.
So what do you do? What does it look like for you when you have downtime? It sounds like you are a woman who is very committed and understands what you need to do to, you know, make anything that you approach a success. But what is it that, what is it, what do you do, you know, for your downtime and to take care of Tasha?
Oh, thanks. That's a very, I'm committed or should be. No, you know, I am really committed to it. I take it very seriously and I follow my intuition. I'm definitely somebody who's always doing something towards, you know, nurturing TaylorMade, nurturing the music, nurturing the play. But, you know, I like to work out. I like to be healthy in terms of, like, you know, cardiovascular. I like to run. I like to break a sweat. I like to do yoga. I like to meditate. I like to go to concerts and watch movies. I think I've watched about 8 movies in the past 3 days. You know, that's been my sort of recharging my battery. Yeah,
okay.
So, yeah, just I think for me, as long as I keep rotating the music, the acting, the writing, it's like it's always there. But as long as I shift my focus and, you know, and I'm not just touring all the time or just, you know, going to auditions all the time for television,
okay,
film, or, you know, as long as I can mix it around and still be on point, then, you know, for example, doing 8 shows a week for Broadway, that's going to be an insane schedule change for me.
No,
and
kidding.
Right. So I have to right now really start to condition my mind, body, and spirit to be that focused and to, you know, have that much stamina physically so that I'm not blowing up my voice every night, so I'm able to perform every night. So, you know, right now it's like I'm slowly, you know, reeling myself back in and saying, you know,
okay,
what can I replace that, you know, that fun thing with that might be, you know, replaced by something that might be more nurturing to me, like more yoga or, you know,
okay,
more cardio. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, interesting. Well, it sounds like you still are on the go even when you're doing your downtime.
It's a hustle,
I
right? I mean, it's,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's so much to cover. I mean, if you're doing things grassroots, which, you know, for me, this is a record TaylorMade that came in on Sing Records, which is my own label, and it's a joint venture. And so, you know, it's when you're doing things grassroots, you're basically building it and they will come. It's one person at a time. It's one show at a time. And that's, you know, that's a lot of ground to cover. So you got to just keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Understood. Understood. I was,
yeah,
like,
you know, you know,
Taylor, you know, just like, see, I have a girl out in New York. We call her Blaze. She goes by the name Eternally Blaze. And she's got this amazing package she's going to be putting together, you know, of, that's going to be called Eternally Blaze, or that's what I'm going to say it's called right at the moment. But, you know, it's
very
got,
cool,
you know, the bubble bath and all the things that you would pamper, whether it's for yourself or with, you know, your special someone or whatever. And, you know, I she's definitely teaching me, you know, to just embrace those little special moments, because, you know, I play grandma so much in my life, to just kind of chill and just,
yeah,
soak in that bathtub and just take,
yes,
in and just own myself at that moment, because my world is kind of crazy just in what it is that I do. So,
yes.
But then you're like, I do cardiovascular things, and I'm running, you know. I'm like, okay,
well,
her downtime is, I guess, watching movies, huh?
No. No, I love a good bathtub. No, let me don't let me pass that out there. I love a good bath. I like to run it off. I like to get it out of my system. You know, I get, I don't know, I guess I get charged up, fired up, anxious, you know, and it's good,
right,
to... I steam. I like to steam too.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. A good bath and candles never hurt a girl. A little bubble bath and salt.
Right.
Yeah.
So when it comes to Tasha Taylor, you know, first, what would you say has been the most meaningful experience for you as an artist being out there, whether it's being an actress, being on stage performing in a musical or just your music? What, as far as you, the entertainer, what is, you know, the thing that has stands out the most for you and, you know, just makes you feel proud or, you know, just makes you feel like, yes, this is where I'm supposed to be?
You know, I have to say, performing live for me is a huge, huge part of this answer because it's such immediate instant gratification and feedback,
okay.
you know, and validation of whether if you're doing something right. People let you know, you know. But I would think, I would say any time on this journey that I've been on that anyone's ever, you know, put their neck out for me or believed in what I was doing or got behind an idea or a song or a record or, you know, took a chance on me and believed in me, that's always a miracle. It always feels so amazing, you know. I mean, meeting Stuart Benjamin and having him believe in me for this role and also get behind my record has been life-changing for me, you know, because my vision was to be an independent entity, but wanting to partner up with somebody so that I would have a partner, not an overseer. And that
okay.
was something that I, you know, really had to wait for and really had to visualize and really had to, you know, it took some time to manifest. But, you know, I feel that he in particular is a prime example of somebody who has done all kinds of feature films from Ray to La Bamba to, you know, White Knights to Everybody's All-American to all these crazy films that, you know, somebody who when he talks about Tasha Taylor and talks about my voice and talks about why he chose me for that role or why he gets behind Taylor Made or my voice always has the most amazing, unbelievable things to say. And, you know, he's such a friend now that I take for granted, I think, just how seasoned he is and how long he's been in this business and what his opinion really, the value of it is. So I think, yeah, it makes you feel special every time somebody likes your song or likes your voice
sure.
or connects. There's a connection, you know?
Sure. Beautiful. So what would, when somebody experiences you, in the arts, what would you like them to walk away with, take away from that experience of you?
I think something familiar, you know, something human, you know, something that ties us all together. And if that just means that it, you know, it made something wake up inside of you that was a memory, hopefully it was something good or made, you know, you connect to your relationship. It's really about the connection. It doesn't, I don't, you know, you don't feel it if I don't feel it for real. You know
sure.
what I mean? If, and so I'd like to believe that all the sacrifice that it takes to be an artist and not just be a singer, but to say this is the kind of music I want to make and I want to tell stories about my life so that when I sing these words, it's coming from a place of truth. And so I can emote because I know what I'm talking about. These are my words.
Sure.
That's,
sure.
something you got to fight for in this industry, and you're very blessed if you can make that work on your own terms. So to me, if that makes it to the people and the people feel that and they get it because it's coming from the angle that you chose to give it to them from and it's your angle and they get it and they embrace you, then it was worth it. It was worth it, you know,
right. okay.
to let your voice be heard. And then maybe that
sure.
next person will say, you know, I'm going to nurture my voice and let my voice be heard and think for myself. And invent something new, you know. I think that's empowering.
That's so empowering. Like, and I feel you on that. I think that's a beautiful thing. I don't think that I've ever actually heard an artist, you know, say that. But that's a beautiful thing because there's so many possibilities out there for all of us,
yeah.
you know, and to be able to embrace that and say, yeah, you know what, I experienced Tasha Taylor, and you know what. I've been told that I could sing or I've been told that I could act or, you know, I've been told, you know, whatever it is that I'm good in the background of this industry, you know, maybe I should really do it, you know,
yeah.
because there's so many parts to this industry that is just fascinating and it's challenging and it's so exciting to get involved in. That
hey,
that's really, really empowering.
Beyond this industry, I don't care if you're a librarian, I don't care if you're a chef, it's whatever it is. I mean,
right.
Very quickly, I can tell you my very best friend growing up, her parents definitely wanted her to be a doctor or lawyer or an Indian chief for her own
okay.
good. And she had passion for photography. And so,
okay.
you know, our whole middle school growing up together, I just kept on saying, but what if it was possible that you could imagine yourself, you know, doing
right.
that, because that's what's going to bring you joy. They say follow your bliss, you know. It's not about becoming rich and famous. I mean, my father was rich and famous, you know. You're still a human being. You still have to do the
right.
work on yourself. You still have to go through your childhood issues. You still have to work on the relationship you're in. You don't just get a free card because you're rich and famous. And that's the one thing I'm really grateful to not be chasing. I know better than that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Tasha? We've only got like 3 minutes left in the show. This went by
oh,
so
no.
very fast. You know what?
I think you just really
need to arrange to come back on the leopard carpet, maybe right before you do your play on Broadway or the musical on Broadway or something, so we can talk about that and get the word out about that. Whenever, if you ever are in the mood and you want to step back on the leopard carpet, you know, please say the word, because I would bring you back in, because there's so much more I would love to, you know, hear from you about and all of that. But
thank
this has
you.
Been a blessed experience for me, you know, to
me
have
too.
You and to just, you know, get a little bit about your story. And, you know, I appreciate your honesty, you know, in sharing. And I felt, I really, really felt the realness of it. And I just love, again, your music and, you know, the stories within the music, and for it allowing me to feel, you know, for me as a woman, you know, and, you know, somebody, you know, in my own way in this industry and all of that. It just really, it took me, you know, to places. That was a really, really beautiful thing. It's wonderful, you know, like sitting here at my desk and just hearing music like that. That, yeah, I may be focusing on what I'm doing as far as the work goes, but it just still, you know, there were those pauses that's like, you know, and I'm chair dancing or I'm rocking or I'm closing my eyes. I know that feeling, you know,
right
or whatever.
On.
So
Very
I'm
cool.
going to actually close this show out, play one more track, and then I'll come back to you, Tasha, and we can tell people again where they can find out more information about you and all of that.
Sounds great.
And then, all right, so I am going to play Daddy's Girl because, you know,
all right.
that just warmed my little heart just by the title of it. So this is Daddy's Girl by Tasha Taylor.
You've watched me grow from every angle. You never know what I get into. I'll always be a
right, that was Daddy's Girl by my special guest on the leopard carpet tonight, Miss Tasha Taylor. Tasha, again, thank you so very much for taking your time out of your busy schedule and coming on the leopard carpet with me. I'm just thrilled. The listeners that were in the chat room were just absolutely thrilled. Michelle in South Carolina, she's like, you are awesome and inspirational.
Thank you, Michelle. Oh, that's so cool.
And she was thrilled. There's tons of people listening on the phone. Some of the numbers I know and some of them I don't. So I know that everybody who experiences this show tonight will get something out of it. And I think that you've inspired people, not only that are just fans, you know, of yourself to, you know, of course, fans of your daddy, but, you know, artists in the industry, you know, and just knowing that if you put your, you know, your best into it and put in the hard work and be committed and believe in yourself, because obviously you believe in yourself. You know, you can make things happen. And so I appreciate you, and I look forward to following your career. Please, if there's anything that I can ever do to help you promote and get the word out, you know, there's connections all around the world through Flava News, and we can help, help you get it the word out. And, again, anytime you want to come back on the leopard carpet, I will definitely, you know, make time for you. So tell everybody, Tasha. Tell everybody, Tasha, where they can find you, your music, and anything else you want to just close out with.
I think the best way to get to me, to find the music, if you want to befriend me on Facebook or join the fan page or let's tweet together, it's all on TashaTaylor.com. Just go to www.TashaTaylor.com, and it's TashaTaylor.com. And everything there, once again, we'll be at Harvell's this Friday. If you're in Los Angeles and Santa Monica, California, I think we hit it about 9:30. So it's going to be a fun soul show for a Friday night.
All right. You definitely need to go there. I'm looking for somebody down in the area to represent me. I need my friends, you know, down there, you know, like, yeah. Until I can get there in person.
Until I can bring Tasha
to Seattle, you know, people out there. When she's around, you need to represent me. Definitely go over to Tasha's website. You will not be disappointed, you know, and watch that video on Queen. And also watch her video that she has that she did with her daddy, who's making love. It just, like, it just made me smile, you know, and to see him in the background, you know, and everything like that. It was just very, very sweet. I love your passion for your dad, you know, and who he was, not only as an artist, but as your daddy. And
yes.
I have much respect for you in regards to that. Can you tell, Tasha, I really don't want to end this?
I'll come back. I know. Very sweet.
But,
I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Go check out Tasha, you know, become a friend and a fan on Facebook. Follow
your
her
email
career.
Yes, we'll send you newsletters and stuff.
Yeah, so
if
just,
you
know, help spread the word about Tasha Taylor. You know, this is what it's all about. You know, you love what she's doing, spread the word. You know, word of mouth is a powerful tool. So
thank
I will
you,
say goodnight to you before I just keep you on a little bit longer and a little bit longer. But please take care, my friend. And I'm so happy to have made your acquaintance.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Good night.
Bye-bye.